Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We're going to catch up on some company results that we missed out on just last week because of our special elections broadcast that we had for you coming out of the Results Operations Center last week. Time to talk some company numbers now. The company is called Zeda. Many of us are typically familiar with it through the name Avis. But as you can imagine, having published significant earnings in terms of growth in their revenues, decrease within their debt levels and cash generation, also seeing an increase of 49% in comparison to the previous year. We're going to get some details on the company's performance now. Ramasela Ganda joins us as the Group Chief Executive Officer of Zeda Limited. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Ramasela, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good evening to everyone.
A great pleasure to speak to you. I know this is probably a week later, but many of us were distracted with elections last week and thought we'd really want to focus on the numbers adequately this week to reflect and review your sterling performance. And it certainly seems as though, despite bad weather, bleak economic conditions, you've managed to sail quite swimmingly through your last financial year. Give us some insight as to what led to the resilience in the growth that's been witnessed.
Thank you very much for having us, Gugu. We've done an integrated strategy in 2021, and the intention of it, you know, coming out of COVID, was really to deal with how do we become resilient in tough time. And clearly, we've done a good job by preparing that strategy, because seeing that, you know, we delivered just under 20% on revenue, is really when we decided that our strategy is not about just short-term rental or long-term leasing, but integrated mobility. And one will ask, what does Avis do for integrated mobility? I mean, we do heavy commercials, vehicle. I mean, that business have increased by 59%. We operate in 11 countries. And in that, outside South Africa, we grew by 29%. On the leasing side, in South Africa, we grew by 17%. So we have really had a good run. Even on short-term rental, we've seen a good boom on inbound. You know, foreigners coming to South Africa during the December holiday was really great business. And South Africa, I think I always want to just acknowledge how domestic travelers still continue to support Avis. And that has been what really stood us, you know, in good stead. But, Aman, it will be, you know, wrong for me not to acknowledge that in our strategy, we were very strong on cost optimization, and that, you know, even with interest rate being as high as it is now, the company that really, you know, borrows a lot, you know, we were able to, you know, go through this high cycle, and we did very well and very excited about our outcome.
Very, very stringent measures I can imagine that you have implemented and in response to the environment. And maybe let's start with the environment before we talk about some of those measures. As has been mentioned, sluggish economic growth, consumers really struggling, even within the second-hand or used vehicle market, coupled with that high rates of interest rate and inflation. Characterize how you've had to redress some of the concerns your customers typically raise.
Look, the beauty about Avis is that, you know, our vehicles are the vehicles that comes from our rental business, and they come from rental business. So the quality of our vehicle is that good because we maintain it throughout. And because of that, you know, we give the sense of comfort to customers. But we were very, when you look at the used car market, we were very clear that the cycles that we're coming from of the real buoyant in the past 2 years, you know, we've come to an end of it, and we've seen some margin pressure that came through during this period. But what became important is that in Avis, you know, as we buy out of it, is a loyal customer. Even when they go to our used car business, they understand that we put our stamp and our name behind the vehicle. And that means loyalty. You know, during times like this is when you see customer loyalty.
Ramasela, I'm also keen to talk about, as you've mentioned, you know, you've taken this multi-pronged approach to logistics and transportation in South Africa. Where are you seeing a lot of growth? And I'm hoping that you can simplify it for us South Africans who typically see an Avis outside an airport. What are we hiring? How much are we spending? How often are we hiring? and how long for?
Look, let's talk about the long-term mobility. I mean, you know, we came up with an iLease product where we're giving the optionality on financing, that you really don't have to buy a car. You can be on an iLease program where we've got the flexibility. In these economic challenges, what really people need, they know that when they fall into hard time, you know, they don't have to get, you know, their credit record being under scrutiny, and they don't have to mess up. You can bring the car back to Avis. But the biggest growth that we're still seeing is on e-commerce. I mean, we're doing a lot of last mile. You know, most of the big last mile companies in the country are Avis customers on the long-term mobility business. Mm. So we are doing very well in that. Agriculture in South Africa is really doing well in our books. So we have really seen that boom. And obviously heavy commercial, we're doing a lot of heavy commercial. As I say, 51% in units growth, that has been really great. And when you look at the short-term mobility, you know, as I say, you know, domestic travelers have been really, really great. But I can tell you, if we had to put our money earlier and we said we did well by supporting the e-commerce in South Africa and the last mile, you know, that business is the place to be. And we really are having, you know, good relation with that. We actually believe that, you know, it's just the start of it. And also it's outside South Africa. The mining outside South Africa has gone through a bit of pitch, but, you know, in some places it's been doing very well. So we're very excited about what we have seen. Mm,
definitely very exciting. I'm also keen to get your thoughts on, I guess, policies that you'd like the new government to actually prioritize that have an influence on your sector. Not only are you in logistics, but as you've mentioned, you've prioritized capitalizing and leveraging off of technology to advance your growth. Are there certain policies that you might need some assistance, guidance or flexibility with to heighten your level of capital investment here?
Look, I think when we look at, you know, it will be very... Oh, sorry, no, no, no. If you look at our business as we're operating in mobility space, you know, there's a lot of infrastructure and you know, car manufacturing that we really would like it, that import to really be lex. But what is key for Avis is just to have clarity and certainty. You know, in any country that we go into, you know, the policy might look like it's not a favorable policy, but what works for us, if there's certainty and there's clarity of the policy, the sooner we have a government and the sooner we've got policy, you know, we'll be able to work with it. And that's all that I think the biggest ask that we're asking for now today is let's have government, let's get South Africa working. I mean, we operate, we move people and things. So for us, every industry that works, every industry and every person that moves, we in it with. So it is key for us that we have that certainty. And really, we want to see investment back in South Africa.
Got you. To close off with, you've also given shareholders a smile on their face, a dividend that's been paid out. Is this something that we should anticipate in the next results?
Look, our policy have always been about paying dividend. We took a break for almost 18 months because we wanted to do that. But as I say, I just said that I want policies that are very certain and stable, and that's exactly what Avis will and Zeta intends to do. Zeta intends to reward, and really, that was a good surprise, and we're very happy that we're able to generate sufficient cash. I mean, we did about 2.6 billion. Just in a short period of time to close our gap on our reserves. So very excited that we're able to pay dividends, and it is now the Zeta policy to declare dividend.
100%. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Ramasela. Really appreciate it. I know it's been an incredibly busy time. All the best with the investor roadshows, and of course, making sure that all your staff is adequately supported going forward. We'll give them a shout out next week at an Avis outlet.
At the Avis airport. Thank you very much. Thanks. Goodbye.
Thank you. That's Ramasela Kanda, the Group CEO of Zeta Unlimited. Zeta is a business that's also known as Avis on the ground, but recently listed on the JSE. Take care of Avis and budget brands, and typically recently also shared a dividend with its shareholders. So some good news there all around. And if there's anything to learn, many of us as South Africans aren't necessarily buying vehicles, but leasing them for a lot longer, as has been made available by these car rental companies.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.